Well, Lisa, one of the things that your report highlights is this this black hole of accountability when it comes to charter schools, that the federal government is not holding the states responsible for the money it gives to the states for charter schools. The states are not holding their own charter authorizing agencies or even the individual charter schools accountable. And you conclude that this was not by accident.
That's right. You know, one of the things we've seen over and over again are promises by the Department of Education to do more to hold charter schools accountable. But what you see on the ground, based on the audits, based on the Inspector General's report, is a real lack of controls. You basically have the Department of Education's charter operation sort of encouraging the states to do more. Meanwhile, you have audits that show that in many instances, the states have no idea where the money was spent once it went into the charter school system. They don't know how many kids were really served. They don't know what happened to assets that were purchased through our tax dollars. And there's a recent report last week from the Center for Popular Democracy that shows, through looking through federal and state criminal fraud indictments, that there's been more than $200 million worth of fraud in the charter school industry. And so this sort of circumstance calls for much greater control, much greater restraint, rather than the 50% increase that the administration has called for charter school funding.